2 Chronicles, chapter 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 55 years. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord, like the abominations of the nations which the Lord dispossessed before the sons of Israel. And he rebuilt the idolatrous raised sites which Hezekiah his father had demolished, and he set up altars to the Baalim, and he made phallic parks, and he worshipped every celestial body, and he served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, where the Lord had said, "My name will be in Jerusalem, age abidingly." And he built altars to every celestial body in the two courtyards of the house of the Lord. And he made his sons pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. And he divined by clouds, and used enchantment and sorcery, and he engaged in necromancy and wizardry. He was profuse in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, so that he provoked him to anger. And he set up the carved image, the statue which he had made, in the house of God, concerning which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, "I will set up my name age abidingly in this house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. And I will not chase Israel around again from the land which I appointed for your fathers, but only if they take care to do everything which I have commanded them, and to act in accordance with all the law and the statutes and the regulations given through the intermediacy of Moses." But Manasseh led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem astray, to act worse than the nations which the Lord had destroyed before the sons of Israel. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they did not listen. So the Lord brought the commanders of the king of Assyria's army against them, and they caught Manasseh, and restrained him with hooks, and they bound him in fetters, and led him away to Babylon. And as he was in straits, he pleaded with the Lord his God, and he humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And he prayed to him, and God was entreated by him, and he heard his supplication, and he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. So Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. And after that he built an outer wall to the city of David, to the west of Gihon, at the watercourse, and at the approach to the fish gate, and going round the Ophel, and he made it very high, and he appointed army officers in all the fortified cities in Judah. And he removed the foreign gods and the statue from the house of the Lord, and all the altars which he had built on the mount of the house of the Lord, and in Jerusalem, and he discarded them outside the city. And he restored the altar of the Lord, and he sacrificed peace and thank offerings on it, and he told Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. But the people were still sacrificing on the idolatrous raised sites, except that it was to the Lord their God. And as for the rest of the affairs of Manasseh, and his prayer to his God, and the words of the seers who spoke to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, they are to be seen in the chronicles of the kings of Israel. And his prayer, with which God was entreated by him, and all his sin and perverseness, and the places in which he built idolatrous raised sites, and set up phallic parks, and the carved images, before his being humbled, they are to be seen written in the accounts of, God says, my seers. And Manasseh lay with his fathers, and they buried him in his house, and Amon his son reigned in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 2 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord, like what his father Manasseh did, and Amon sacrificed to all the images which Manasseh his father had made, and he served them. And he didn't humble himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father humbled himself, for this was Amon who was profuse in wrongdoing. And his servants conspired against him, and they killed him in his home. Then the people of the land struck down all the conspirators against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his place.